7.14.
Exercise 2 is called Stroking an Animal. This exercise is often used in drama classes for beginners to help them to develop their body language. It should be done in a group. Each person must think of an animal they really like. It can be a wild or tame animal, big or small. Then imagine stroking it. Think about where it is, in your hand, in your arms, standing or sitting next to you. Now, one by one, mime the action to the rest of the group. They have to guess which animal it is. Okay, now exercise 3 is called What Were They Wearing? This exercise is aimed at developing attention. Attention is very important for an actor, as you have to be able to observe every detail of other people. The exercise is done in a group, with one person acting as the host. In a group, sit in a circle and for 3 minutes, try to focus on what everyone is wearing. It's important to remember as many details as you can, clothes, accessories, etc. After 3 minutes, close your eyes unless you are the host of the game, and the host asks questions. For example, Anna, tell me please, what's Helen wearing? John, what colour are Anna's shoes, etc. At the end, everyone opens their eyes and checks the answers.
Okay, that's cool. So can I just check if that actually works?
The last exercise we're going to do today is exercise 4, the magic image. Showing emotions on stage or on camera can be very hard for some beginners. One trick, which this exercise helps with, is to develop a way of recalling the desired emotion. The exercise can be done individually or in groups. Choose one emotion, for example, anger. And then on a piece of paper, write down some situations that make you angry. For example, noisy neighbours or bad drivers. If you're doing this in a group, show each other what you've written down. You may want to choose some ideas from another person's list to add to your own list. Choose no more than 5 situations in total. When you have your final list, think of an image for each situation. For example, for noisy neighbours, it could be a dog, for bad drivers, a car, and so on. Okay. Now, the important part. You need to create one new image on the sheet of paper which combines your separate anger images. For example, a car with a dog in the back, etc. This is your magic image of anger. Recalling this image will help you to show anger when you're acting. You can do the same thing with other emotions, such as happiness, sorrow, and so on. So now, let's actually do these exercises. We'll start with number 2, stroking an animal. So if you could get into groups of 5 or 6, we'll get going.